بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى من سار على هديه إلى يوم الدين. This is a greeting that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that without saying this greeting your speech will be not complete. So this is what I'm saying. And the meaning of this, that by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I start my speech. This is in brief. And I make prayers for Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and for his companions and for the rest of the people who has followed Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم till the end day of judgment. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about a new story. It's for George. And I was going to the gym early in the morning after Fajr, which is about 5:15. Every day. And every time I parked my car, George was parking almost at the same time. I was not aware that his name is George. I didn't know the guy. But there was numerous times that we parked together. So that day, that particular day, it happened that we both came next to each other in two treadmills. So while I was walking and he was next to me, and then he turned his face to me and he said, "I like you." I said, "Thank you very much." And he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Islam." I used to say that in the United States of America, because whatever country that you're saying to them, they will not know. Basically, we are all overseas. So I said, "Oh, okay. What do you guys believe? What do you guys believe in?" I said, "I believe that there is no God save Allah, Muhammad, and save Allah, and Muhammad is His last messenger." I said, "Oh, that's cool." And I said, "What about you?" He said, "I believe that there are that God is three in one and one in three. And don't ask me how." And I was saying, "Why shouldn't I ask you how?" He said, "Because I don't know." He said, "How come you believe in something that you don't know?" He said, "This is what it is. I don't know." I said, "Okay, let me ask you just logical things, because I'm a computer man and I'm logical. So I want to ask you about this in a logical manner." He said, "Okay, go ahead." I said, "You said three in one. Who are the three?" He said, "God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Those are three, that they are in one, and they are one in three." I said, "Okay. And who created who, Jesus or God?" He said, "I'll be cursed if I will answer this question." I said, "Why?" He said, "Yeah, this is how I feel. So you're not going to be cursed. I mean, it's just logical. You're believing in something that you said you don't know. And I'm a logical person, and I'm just asking, how come? Or why is that?" He said, "You know what? I believe God has created Jesus." I said, "Okay, that is great. Then God is the creator, and Jesus is the creation." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you agree?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Okay. And who created who? Allah or God? Or the Holy Spirit?" And he said, and I said, "First of all, what is the Holy Spirit?" He said, "The Holy Spirit is the spirit that God blew in every new creation or in every newborn." I said, "Wow, this is cool. Who created who, God or the Holy Spirit?" He said, "I believe God did." I said, "Okay, if God did, then God is the creator and the Holy Spirit is a creation or is a creature." He said, "Yes." I said, "Do you agree?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yes, I agree." I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay, then you believe in what I believe." He said, "How come? You believe God is the only God or Allah is the only God." I said, and "you believe that Allah or God is the only creator. Do you know any other creator other than God?" And he said, No. I said, then this is it. God is the only creator, then God is the only God. Unless you want to worship somebody who is like you, a creature. He said, that's interesting. I said, yeah. All of us are creatures, unless you believe that you are creator. He said, no, I'm not creator. I said, why? He said, because I do not create. I cannot create. I said, exactly. If we don't create, then we are creatures that somebody else has created us. And that is God. And and then he said, okay, and you said another part, okay, if I believe God is the only creator, you said another part. I said, the other part that Muhammad is his last messenger. And he said, yes, what is that? I don't know Muhammad. I said, Muhammad, peace be upon him. He came as a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1400 years ago. And he told us exactly what I just told you, that Allah is the only creator, and Allah is the only God worthy worship. And we believed in him, and we followed his message. And that is the message of Islam. The miracle of Muhammad, peace be upon him, is Quran, which is the book that that has been revealed on him. And we have read that book, and it is the word of God. And he said, if he has came 1400 years ago and told you this, it's really something to think about. I said, yeah, this is what I believe in, and thank you. I enjoy talking to you. And few minutes later, he said, he looked at me and he said, how can I be like you? I said, by just say whatever you believed in now. He said, what? I said, if you believe that there is no God save the Creator and Muhammad is his last messenger, then you are a Muslim. He said, I believe in that. I said, well, congratulations, you just became a Muslim. I said, really? I said, yeah. And alhamdulillah, he accepted Islam. And that was the story of today. Jazakumullah khair. Mubarak Allah fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.